latest world news headline.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Philippine police and disaster officials say at least 133 people are dead and dozens of others are missing as a tropical storm triggered mudslides and floods. Multiple deaths were reported, and police say 12,000 people have left their homes for higher ground. The UN Security Council has unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect. But for the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
The new resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. The FBI has arrested an American man who allegedly plotted a terrorist attack on a popular tourist site in San Francisco to be carried out on Christmas Day. Federal authorities announced Friday they arrested 26-year-old Everett Aaron Jameson of Modesto, California, earlier this week. Jameson allegedly told an undercover FBI agent that he planned to target the heavily visited Pier 39 in San Francisco and remotely detonating explosives and then shooting people as they ran away. Agents said they found a suicide note at his home, as well as rifles, a handgun, ammunition, and a last will and testament. This is VOA News. The U.S. is providing Ukraine with weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against